ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. I'm here with celebrity fitness and lifestyle expert Tammy Stokes of West Coast Workouts. Tammy spent more than 30 years developing training techniques and custom workouts. She's the author of Live Your Healthiest Life and recently released a delicious product line called Tammy Stokes Lifestyle that includes antioxidant waters, nourishing tonics, healing soups. I have to put my vote in. I love skinny H2O and chicken wellness soup. So Tammy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Daria. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to get right into it since we have you. You've developed workouts, training techniques, and I wanted to ask you, we've been seeing a lot of so-called kind of trendy workouts on the rise, bar, CrossFit, Tabata. Do any of these have real science behind doing one versus the other?
Great question. But, you know, all exercise has science behind it. Physical activity of, like, all kinds benefit the human body, and here's what some of the scientific studies validate about the benefits of exercise. One is healthy body weight. It's a great way to maintain a healthy body weight. And two, exercise really can help prevent a wide range of health problems like type 2 diabetes, arthritis, stroke, depression, and heart disease, to name a few. Of course, exercise helps us to improve our mood and stimulates brain chemicals that, you know, leave us feeling happier and much more relaxed, of course. It boosts your energy levels, and it promotes better night's sleep. And those are just some of the many benefits of regular exercise. So all exercise benefits the body.
It's so true. It really has a full body effect from your brain to your toes to your heart in between. Is there any reason to do one or the other, or is it just do the exercise that you will like to do and that will keep you doing it?
Ah, you hit on the most important part of all. Of course, the most effective exercise is the ones that you're going to do, right? So if you love something, that's awesome. Do it. I'm sure it brings you joy to do the things you love. However, I will stress very much so that I believe in variety, that variety is the key. But things, exercise and fitness routines that incorporate as much of physical fitness elements in there is the best. Things like flexibility, heart rate elevation, you want to build strength, you want to build muscle coordination, you want to build muscle endurance, you want to have body awareness. The ones, the exercises and the workouts that combine all of that together in one workout is going to make sure that you get your time and your money's worth.
What are some exercises that'll really combine all that together?
Well, like interval training does a great job of that. And of course, that's, you know, things like Tabata, which is really just a base of interval training. Interval training is perfect for that because you spend time strength training, you spend time conditioning. You just have to make sure that and you move in multiple planes of action. Anything that does that, I mean, there are lots of, you know, trainers and workouts out there that are really good that have tapped into all of those elements of physical fitness and combine them up in one workout. So instead of just doing something that's isolated, it's much better to use the full physical body and elevate the heart rate at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So not just weights, not just cardio, but combining all of those together and flexibility to really protect your joints and protect your muscles as well.
Right. But the best benefit of all, Dr. Daria, is if you combine all those elements, you can work out in a lot less time, a lot more effectively. So that's what's so great about when you combine all those elements, you'll have a nice, strong physical workout, and then your workouts don't have to be so long. You don't need to spend an hour in the gym.
That's a really great point. Are there any specific plans that you advise people to follow or just to really look for someplace where you can integrate all three of those things together?
Yeah, I think, again, it's just really the one that people really, like, people okay. love what they love, right? It's like, oh, my gosh, I just want to do the bar workout. Great, do that, but make sure you're doing other things on okay. off days that you might not be doing that. You know, walks outside, you know, anything that's just, and throw in some push-ups and planks. You know, the best exercises for your body are the simplest ones.
Yeah, I know. I really love how you, I've noticed on your Facebook page, you post a bunch of different exercises that I've seen and that can really give me a little incentive and a little inspiration to do a little extra exercise during my day. So thank you for that. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
You bet.
moving on to those, speaking of intervals, you've mentioned there are some super short workouts, like the 7-minute workout. Are those effective as a traditional workout?
Well, usually if they're shorter, it means because they're more vigorous, okay? So I think, the most important thing that people understand is that, look, don't let time be your enemy. Let it be, like, I always tell people, look, if you're just getting started at exercise, you know the best way to build a habit? Do exercise for 1 minute. Make it so easy and so simple that you can do it. So do it for one day for 1 minute. The next day, do it 2 minutes. The next day, do it 3 minutes. The next day, do it 4 minutes. And in 30 days, you'll be working out 30 minutes. And not only that, you will have built a new habit. So a new habit will form a lifetime very good ritual for you and your body.
Okay, great. I love that. So it's fit it in when you can. And, you know, don't, if you only have 2 minutes today, start off with 2 minutes and then tomorrow do a little bit longer until you really build a habit.
Right. But do 2 minutes vigorous. And that's what the shorter workout benefit is. You know, people have they're so busy. So, hey, if the shorter it is, the more vigorous it needs to be. You know, that's really kind of the way you do it.
Now, I know you have a ton of celebrity clients. How do you help them stay in shape while they're traveling? Because a lot of our listeners often are traveling for work. What are some pointers for that?
Well, the way I help the celebrity clients that I train when they're traveling is just by simply teaching them when I'm with them that exercise can be done anywhere, anytime. I mean, all you've really got to do is just get out and move your body. And we talked about how some of the most effective exercises are the simplest ones, like planks, push-ups, squats, lunges. I mean, if you just did those four exercises alone, you have worked all of the muscles in the body, and at the same time, you've elevated the heart rate. So simple things like that, you know, do one or two rounds, but don't complicate it, because really physical fitness and health itself is not a complicated thing. It's actually simple basics, but we do get very confused out there because we think we've got to do this workout, that workout, this diet, that diet. Keep it simple. The simpler, the better, and the more effective it's going to be, and the more you're going to follow it. So it's,
I like that.
Try not to confuse it. And try not to get, you know, all pulled in by what your friends are doing out there. Do what works for you.
Keep it simple. All right, Tammy, that kind of gets to a philosophy, but can you tell us, what's your own personal exercise philosophy?
Well, when I work out, I just want to get my time and my money's worth. You know, we have two valuable commodities there. We don't have time to waste. We certainly don't have money to throw away. So do workouts that work for you and use your full body, moving it in many directions and planes. And the most important thing is condition yourself for life. So things that just really condition and help your longevity. You want to live a really long time. You don't want to damage your body. You want exercise to promote your own longevity. You want it to make you feel better, and that makes you look better, and all of those things that you're looking to get the benefits of the body for. Just make sure, again, you enjoy it and do it because you want to be fit for life.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, do the workouts. You know, I love that you said, you know, condition yourself for life. That's really a great philosophy for people to be thinking about, and keeping it simple. Tammy, how can our listeners find you?
They can find me on Facebook, like you said, at Tammy Stokes or Tammy Stokes Lifestyle. And they can find me at West Coast Workout Studios, both in Buckhead and in Sandy Springs. I'm not too hard. I'm not hiding. I'm so there for everybody. And it's definitely my life mission, Dr. Garia. It's my life mission. I have truly made it that, to help everyone who wants to be healthy and happy. It's not just about fitness, but it really is about everything included in that lifestyle. And you know how much science is behind healthy lifestyle and the science benefits on
It's
that.
So true. It's so true, Tammy. And it really shows. It really comes through in the message you give everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today on Share Care Radio. Love to have you back. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to Share Care Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.